Good afternoon. Today we are looking at epidemiology of exercise and physical activity. And we want to look at the relationship between physical activity and mental health among Texas adolescents, the role of physical education class attendance. I need to acknowledge Dr. Alice Yan, who did the analysis, who was in UT Health Center at the time, but now she's moved on to a different university. And my colleagues Catherine, Gentry, and Shati, they are all involved in this study. There is no relationship that I need to disclose. We have taken the data from 2009 YRBS. Earlier, we did not have the opportunity to do YRBS in different localized either cities or metropolitan areas. But with the CPPW grant that I'm associated with, we do have data for 2010. But unfortunately, we could not incorporate that, so we're just looking at the data from 2009, which is for whole of Texas. And of course, I think many of you are very familiar with this survey that is being conducted every odd year by CDC. And the focal area that we look at is the unintentional injuries and violence, tobacco, alcohol and other drug use, sexual behaviors, unhealthy dietary behaviors, inadequate physical activity. And this helps us to compare the various regions as well as the progression of the behaviors leading to different morbidities. So we want to learn how the theory-based analysis is being applied in this particular data set, and also we want to understand the complex relationship between physical activity and mental health, and understand the positive contribution of attending PE classes on mental health of adolescents. And of course, it's happening in Texas. I'm not sure it's happening everywhere else, where they are reducing the number of PE classes, PE instructors, and the amount of time that the young people are able to engage in physical activity. And of course, with the stress being added on achievement in academic areas, many people are compromising on physical activity. And of course, now we have the data to show how physical activity affects mental health, how engaging in physical activity can improve their mental health. Of course, the three things that we see here is being involved in physical activity can reduce depression, it also can release anxiety, and people can have increased self-esteem. The objective is to assess the association of physical activity, particularly attending physical education classes. Of course, when I say physical education classes, there are four things where we are looking at, either being physically active for 60 or more minutes, or attending PE classes for more than one day in a week, and or being involved in active sports. So we want to look at four of the mental health outcomes, which is feeling of sadness or hopelessness, or considering suicide or contemplating suicide, or making any suicidal plans, or attempting suicide among Texas adolescents. And this includes 9th to the 12th graders. The sample that we had for 2009 was 3168 adolescents, which are studying in grades 9 through 12. And then the independent variables that we were looking at are active for 60 minutes on more or 5 or more days in a week, or attended PE classes once or more days in an average week, or participated more than once in a sports team, or attended PE classes daily. The dependent variables that we are looking at are four mental health outcomes, as I was talking about: sadness, hopelessness, or suicide, or making plans, or attempting suicide. The SAS 9.2 was used by my colleague in doing the analysis. So we wanted to look at the prevalence using chi-square tests, and also we did univariate as well as multivariate logistic regression to do this. I'm sorry, this table is too difficult for you to read, but I do have some handouts that if you want to pick it up. So we looked at some of the factors which would be a nature of protectiveness on the young people is the active physically for 60 minutes or more, or 5 or more days during the past week, or they attended PE classes for more than one day in a week average, or they participated in sports or attended PE classes daily. So if you look at the p-value for the first aspect, being active physically for more than 60 minutes, it's less than 0.001. Whereas for the others, it is either less than 0.001 or it is 0.0015. And we got the other values there. So the results show that, of course, we all know that it's self-reported. So we take it for granted that what they're saying is the fact. So if they are not participating in physical activity for 60 minutes or longer on 5 or more days of the week, that increase the risk of the mental health issues like the depression or the suicidal tendencies. And of course, the when we look at the results, when we the contemplating suicide, is the odds ratio is 1.791, and for planning suicide it's even more, it's 2.295, and attempting suicide is 3.038. So these are some of the tables that we have, and I'm sorry that you won't be able to read that. So the conclusion is that physical activity guidelines, which are given by the American Association, which recommends children and adolescents to be physically active for 60 or more minutes, 5 or more days of the week, is very, very helpful. And of course, our findings show the evidence that participating in daily physical activity, which is more than 5 days a week, and attending daily PE classes have beneficial effect on reducing suicidal behavior in adolescents. To put it positively, engaging adults in more physical activity can be a strategy to improve their physical and mental well-being. I would like to just add, this 2010 YRBS survey for Bexar County, which we did, shows that over the past 12 months, more than 9% of the young people have attempted suicide. That is the result we got. But we didn't have enough time to analyze it and present it. So it is kind of a sad thing that is happening. But we have a solution, that being physically active helps young people to overcome their hopelessness or even the attempting suicide issues. Thank you.